Well, summer is fast approaching, and what is more refreshing than a dip in some cool water? Well, What Munket Puppets is going to take a very deep dip in some deep waters with their summer season show, where you will be visiting Atlantis. And there's also some other exciting news from What Munkets. And here to tell us all about it is Terrence Burke of What Munket Puppets. Welcome, Terrence.
Thanks for having us.
Now, first of all, let's talk about What Munket. Give us a little background. I know you've been here before, but for listeners who may not be familiar with your puppetry.
We are a touring puppet troupe. Performed by myself. My wife, Laura, and I build and design all the characters in the show, and I write all the music, the songs, and the silliness. We've been performing around the Cincinnati area since 2010.
This new production for the summer of 2016, you're going to be over a wide range of locations throughout the city. Tell us a little bit about the story.
Well, we have two skits in the summer variety show. The first one is the Great Puppet Race, where our puppet stars will be visiting such wonderful places as the depths of Atlantis, high in outer space,
and I'm going to go up into the mountains.
Oh, and we should introduce our companion here.
Yes, my name is Coleman, and I'm a Sasquatch.
And yeah, Coleman, you've been here before.
I have.
And you've been a very busy Sasquatch, haven't you?
I try.
So tell us a little bit about the other characters in this story.
Well, my co-star in the next skit is Jackie Lope, and she is a brand new character who's joined the troupe just this past winter, and she will be starring with me in The Knight Who Slept All Day.
Well, I'm assuming you play the knight?
Indeed.
And who does Jackie play?
Jackie is the queen.
Ah, it's very important to have a queen in a story like that.
She sends me on a quest to the cereal mines where I must find a beast and stop the beast from scaring the magical elves.
Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. And you're going to be doing this in a number of places around the city. I'll mention some of the locations. You're going to be at the Gallatin County Public Library, as well as the Anderson branch of Cincinnati Public Library. You'll be at the Pendleton County Public Library, Blanchester Public Library. You'll be at the Sims Township branch of the Cincinnati Public Library, as well as Smale Riverfront Park and the Taft Museum of Art. Very high art for puppetry.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about the first story and what else is involved with the places that you go.
Well, it's a timed race where we visit all these wonderful places, finding wonderful words that, when put together, create a special message to promote summer reading.
Oh, so both of these are sort of a mission that you get to go on. And then in year one, you say you go after the beast in the cereal mines.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of adventures do you have in that?
Oh, well, I have to travel very far. And good thing I have big feet because I can cover more ground that way.
Well, now you mentioned earlier that Jackie Lope is your co-star. Do we happen to have Jackie available to step to the microphone?
Well, she, being a star, requires an introduction, so we're going to give her musical cue here. Jackie, are you ready? Presenting the Queen.
Welcome, Your Majesty.
Well, hello. How is everyone?
I believe we're all fine, and I'd like to welcome you. This is your first time to our program.
Indeed, it is. Very nice place you have here.
And I understand that you're starring in the upcoming production of The Knight Who Slept All Day.
Mm-hmm. I sent Coleman, my friend here, on a quest to stop the beast in the cereal mines and bring back a couple of those magical box tops, too.
Now, are you a queen normally, or is this your first time as a queen?
Well, I'm cast as a queen. Generally, I just help out with the help on the stage and do what I can. Being new to the cast, I kind of take what roles they give me.
And I must say, you strike a very, very impressive presence here as the queen. And you are a...
I am a jackalope.
And that is a combination of a jackrabbit and an antelope and very nice horns.
Mm-hmm. And we're found out on the prairie, but I kind of like it here in Cincinnati.
And of course, I'm sure that you enjoy being queen.
Oh, yes, it's a magical role. And I really appreciate the puppeteer giving me these opportunities to enchant the children.
And speaking of the puppeteer, I understand there's a very special project that focuses on Terrence, your puppeteer. Can you give us a little bit of information on that?
Well, it appears that he's been in a documentary. Now, this was made back in October before I joined the show, but I know it's very great, and there's a lot of people who are anticipating seeing it in June.
Well, let's bring Terrence back to the microphone. Terrence, you are the feature of A Show of Hands.
Yes.
This is a documentary by a Wright State student?
Yes. Sean Magnan contacted me this past fall. He is a film student at Wright State University and wished to make a documentary focusing on a creative person, but also on a challenge or
something that they worked through, and it focuses on how I channel puppetry to help with depression that was brought on by my father's sudden death back in 2001. And I have found a form of self-therapy by sharing joy. It makes me feel better and makes the audience feel better, and it's kind of a win-win situation for everyone.
How did you find working on a film with the puppets?
It was interesting to be followed around for several days with a camera. They came to our house, and I know my children got a kind of a kick out of it to have a film crew in the house. It wasn't so much trouble for me. The puppets didn't mind. In fact, they really didn't have much to say in
kind
the
of,
matter.
Kind of took to it and all like that. Well, and I know that, you know, it's going to have a public showing coming up this Tuesday, June 7th, down at the Northside branch on Hamilton Avenue of the Cincinnati Public Library. It will start at 6:30. Mm-hmm. Now, will you and some of the puppets be there?
We will, as well as the director. Sean will be there. And following the film, we will have a question and answers. People can talk to me, the puppets, or the film's director.
Now, you mentioned that a part of this project was inclusion of your family and getting the okay from the team. What other influences has your family had on your puppetry and your stories? Do you find any inspiration?
Oh, definitely. My wife is the principal builder of most of our cast. I come up with the designs and the look and how we're thinking of it as I write, and then she will create it. Both Jackie Lope and Coleman the Sasquatch, you know, came off of our dining room table and sewing machine. So Laura definitely has much input. She is my sounding board, as are my children, Eleanor and Tiernan. When I'm trying out a new bit or a joke or a song, I immediately bring it to them because they're still young enough to appreciate it and haven't become too jaded enough. And they're quite frank, honestly. They'll tell me, Daddy, that doesn't work, or I get the thumbs up. So I keep trying, and it's great to have that reaction right there at home.
Well, again, congratulations on the documentary. And as a reminder, it will be showing at the Northside branch of the Public Library on Hamilton Avenue this Tuesday, June 7th at 6:30. The film will be followed by a Q&A session. Terrence will be there with several of his characters. Will you be there, Coleman?
I'm not going to miss it. The puppeteer promised me pizza.
Oh, good, good. And of course, the director of the documentary will be there. And also a reminder of the Wump Monkey Puppet Summer 2016 schedule featuring two, not just one, two shows at each location. Terrence, thank you so much for joining us this
You're
evening.
Welcome.
For more information on Wump Monkey Puppets, their summer season, and the showing of A Show of Hands, please be sure to visit our website at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.
Courage beyond doubt.